For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. This past session of the Tennessee General Assembly was known for its controversial new laws, but even with a Republican supermajority, the courts aren't always on board, and sometimes even conservative judges can find something wrong in a one-sided agenda. With us again today is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Always good to be with you.
Otis, here in Tennessee, where politicians have clashed with the courts the most are over laws that specifically target Democratic-leaning districts. And one of the best examples of that has surrounded Confederate statues. Here in Memphis, workers finally started removing the rest of the Nathan Bedford Forrest Monument in Health Sciences Park. But this all started in 2017. Why do you think the state of Tennessee fought so hard to keep that statue here in a community that did not want it?
Because they were catering to their political base. And a great many people in that base want to hang on to the vestiges of the Old South and the monuments that represent the Old South. The issue here, Chris, is that the legislature got hoodwinked here because they did not see it coming, that the city of Memphis would actually sell the park.
Right. Republicans thought they could drag this out for years in Nashville, but in a surprise move in the dark of night, Memphis sold the park out from under the statue to a nonprofit group. And once that park became private property, the statue could legally be moved, and the courts stood by Memphis.
You're right. It was under the cover of darkness, and before anybody really knew what was going on, the cranes and the trucks and the flatbeds were all there, and Mr. Forrest and his horse and Jefferson Davis were riding off into the sunset or in the moonlight. The saving grace here, and you mentioned it earlier, Chris, is that the courts, including the Supreme Court of the state of Tennessee, is not nearly as far right wing as the legislature or the historical commission or any group like that. Now, it's not racially diverse, the state Supreme Court, but despite that, it tends to decide based on the law and not based on what far right wing voters want to have happen.
You know, this statue controversy launched the political career of the activist Tammy Sawyer, who is now on the Shelby County Commission. There was a strange moment this week when she held a press conference in Health Sciences Park in front of the statue, and one of the workers there stood behind her waving a Confederate flag, and then he started to sing.
Way, look way, Dixieland. Oh, a show.
I'm not going to let him win, y'all. But you make sure y'all show this.
Make this go viral. Otis, this was one of those moments that solidified for many people why it was time for that statue to go.
This was evidence that the whole aura around the Nathan Bedford Forrest display, the grave site even, is all about racism, holding on to the Old South, the lost cause. And while they have no choice in now having to get rid of it and remove the remains of Forrest and his wife, they are doing it with a lot of bitterness still.
Well, Otis, in the same vein as unwanted statues, here is an unwanted statute. The state Supreme Court this week is hearing the case of whether Governor Bill Lee's school voucher program is legal. This law was so unpopular, even with Republicans, that they had to confine vouchers to two counties, Shelby and Davidson, where Democratic leaders did not want them, but they had no political clout to stop them. But the clout to do that, it turns out, just might be in the courts.
Honestly, I don't understand why they would even think it was right to pass a law like this that would only apply to two counties. We have 93 other counties in this state. And that's why it's before the Supreme Court right now. The lower courts, I think, have said that, no, you can't do this. You know, laws are meant to apply statewide. But the legislators from these smaller counties and accept this. But this was something that Governor Lee was pushing. I guess he thought it would look good on his resume of things that he could get done that satisfies the right-wing base. And so the legislature was willing to go along with him on that. But this was a wrong-headed move from the start.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about Tennessee politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.